Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. 33 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. 33 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. 32 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. 32 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. The Great 38. WHCMN, Flint.
DOC, NATYU, grounded. NADLC, NATYU. No contact, NATYU, correct.
Enough and got at least half of them, and she was doing so much better, but so long and the damage gets done, so try to do you have to.
Well, I have been on these things so long that I don't even know I'm on them half the time. But yeah, I'm safe. I'm dependable. I do what I say, and when I say it is when I do it. So it's an interesting thing to do this, have hobbies that you can't do. I got radio gear up the yin-yang and can't get down to them. So I took my HT and retired it because I'm figuring the problem was the HT. But now that you're telling me it's still breaking up on low power, it's got to be the antenna. That should be a 100% copy. And the only way I'm going to find out is wait till spring or summer gets here and have somebody, my kids or somebody, come over and take this one down. It's just on top of the garage, so it's only about, I don't know, 20 feet in the air, 22 feet in the air maybe. Take it off and inspect it or replace the coax or replace the antenna with a newer version of the old version. I'll figure it out. Go ahead.
Well, it's nice to know you got downstairs. Are you getting around better? Is that what you're telling me?
Yep. I went and got the radio. I got downstairs, but it took me a half hour to get back up. My desk or my small portable 2-meter radio, it's only 2 meters, so it's on my bench downstairs because I got the new one with 2 and 440. So this one was just sitting down there, and this one's capable of about 75 watts. So I brought it up, retired the HT, and now you're saying I'm going to run maximum power just to get to Lapeer. It's got to be the antenna or the coax, but it's going to cost me $200 any way I go. A new antenna and coax, or just coax, and wait and see if I need the antenna. I need bigger brains than mine to figure it out. NAQIU.
Yeah, and remember when you what's what, then you don't know what to replace first because you might not need the antenna, you might just need a roll of coax. Gotta find somebody with a spare bit of coax while we can test it out, you know?
Yeah, stand away.
Now I'm back on frequency. You didn't tell me I was 5 kilohertz off frequency.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I didn't know you were, but no, you sound pretty good now.
Good. Now if I lower it down to that power, does it still sound okay?
Yep, sounds great.
What a doom cuff I was. I just happened to glance down. There's a burnout bulb, you know, those little twinkie lights, the little teeny jobs. I noticed it's down. It's just a black screen. I can see them if I tilt the radio way up, but there's no, the backlit apparently went out, and I just been noticing it because I'm not very observant at times. But anyway, it's black, so I just happened to glance down and look at it, and it's, heck, I was at 215 instead of 220, so that's quite a bit. But as long as it sounds good, and I'm on low power, so now I can save that transistor, NAQIU. Take it away, Fit.
Yeah, that made a huge difference. Well, we won't call you names, but just know that we're just kind of laughing at you. So what do you got planned for the new year? You got your machine upstairs, and your HF upstairs, so do you, so you can't get on that.
Yeah, I got to get something. Well, I'm just tickled to death to be on here to talk to you or anybody else. I've been listening quite a bit this morning. I mean, it's hard for me to sit up for a long time. because I'm putting pressure, down pressure, I guess you would say, on my spine, and it's down, it's broke down at L11 or T11 or some darn thing, and the two ribs are about an inch and a half above it, and those two are broke, let's put it that way, and they hurt. And if I move my head to the left, it doesn't hurt. But if I move it to the right, it's ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. And it's hard to believe I'm 76 years old and talking like a 5-year-old. It gives me something to do. Everybody can laugh at me. But anyway, it's when I go to the right, it's bad news for me. So I got to keep looking out the window and looking at the birds. And the squirrels like to chew on my bird food that I got out there, and the wife's got them spread out around, and my gorgeous Trump sign saying, "He made it! Yay!" Well, let's hope. Anyway, it's that's my view. My pine trees, which, by the way, when we moved in here 40 years ago, they was about 12 and a half inches high, 10 of them across the front of my property. And now they are 40 feet high. So, woe is me. At least they're doing okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I did the same thing years ago and put in some roots, and they were all maybe tall at the time. And every time I would get the pretty little lights out and decorate the trees up, and everybody in the neighborhood just loved them. That's the point where we have to get a pole out to get the lights up to the top, and these are not so tall that, I mean, it's like you say, they're 40-50 feet tall now, so haven't done it in many years, decorated the outside of the house, but it's a lot of work, you know, putting those things up and then taking them back down again, but they sure did look nice, so anymore, we go out driving at night and go look at everybody else's lights for a couple of evenings and just do it that way.
That will work. No problem. I think that's a great idea. You know, sometimes you can, the fire department, if they got a small ladder truck, sometimes they will actually send a couple guys over just to make the neighborhood look good, and they'll use their ladder to throw the lights around. Now, I don't know if Lapeer would be willing to do that or not, but in Ferndale, they came out and got ours before we moved 40-some years ago. They used to come out and bring their ladder, park at the curb, and bring their ladder out, stretch it across the yard, and guys was running around putting lights and the ho-ho stuff and all on top, and a big star on top of the tree. So, and that's, they've done that for, God, I don't know, about 4 years, 5 years for me. Not that I wasn't okay to do it, but it just seemed like such an effort to get all that stuff out. So I guess I had some friends in the department, and they let me assist them. I got to touch the button every once in a while to lower the guy down. So it was always fun to shoot the BS with the guys and bringing some tea or coffee out. Oh yeah, Chief was a real good guy. Anyway, Vic, I'll get out of here, let you go, but you know, you can inquire if you're interested. Just ask them, you know, sometimes they'll say, yep, or you buy the fuel and we'll take it from there. Okay, you know, if they charge you $25, something like that, you'd be surprised getting in tight with the neighbors and the fire department and the kids in the neighborhood that like to help with that stuff. It's a big, big street mob scene. You can have a lot of fun. Hopefully nobody comes and acts stupid, starts doing things they shouldn't be doing in defense of everything that's holy. Anyway, I will get out of here. You have yourself a marvelous afternoon now that it's 1:51. I will get out of here also, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you sound just as great as ever. N-A-G-Y-U, signing with Nick. N-A-E-L-C. Bye, Dizzy.
Well, thanks for giving me a shout-out. It was a real pleasure talking to you as well. I've been thinking about you, wondering how you're doing and getting along. And if you guys had a real nice Christmas, I'm sure you must have. We certainly did. And I'll continue to my radio and give me a shout-out anytime. I'm glad to talk, take a break, and sit and talk. So you as well. Happy New Year. And see you later, 7:30.
N-A-G-L-C. N-A-G-L-C, N-A-G-Y-U, signing. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. 32 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W-A-C-M-N. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W-A-C-M-N. W-A-C-M-N, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W-A-C-M-N, Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 32 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W-A-C-M-N, Flint.
Hey, Hotel Delta, Indian Monterey.
P-E-S-E-B is Stella. And we are Mobile on Lake Huron, Roger.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. W-H-C-M-N, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W-A-C-M-N, Repeater Flint. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. 31 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
KCZX, signal check.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
KG8, ZTC, radio check.
KG8, ZTC, radio check. KG8, NKO, didn't your call sign, but you're coming through loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo Charlie, and Howell. Plan around the new antenna location, and if I remember this repeater, my dad programmed this radio when he was playing with it probably 10 years ago. This is one of the Flint repeaters, correct?
No, this repeater is actually in Guilford, not too far out of Bay City, Quantico Sea area, Munger area, kind of in that area right there. Maybe about, maybe about 10 miles east of Bay City.
Well, that's really impressive for where I'm at. All right, cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, you just wrote down Flint on a piece of paper. This radio is in the box there. So I will rechange that location. And, yeah, that's impressive thing in Howell. Thank you very much, sir. KE8 ZKC, I'll be clear.
Okay, no problem. Make sure to come in loud and clear there from Howell. KE8NKO, I'll be clear.
KE8 ZKC, radio check.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.